Okay, do you wanna, should we just dive in? Should we just dive in?
Yes.
We can just dive in if you want.
Okay. Just try it my way one time.
Okay, one time. It's gonna be the worst episode we ever recorded.
True.
Hey everybody, welcome to Dose of Reality, the podcast. I'm Jazz.
And I'm Jade.
And this is where we dive into reality TV. This week it's all Bravo shows again. It's Summer House, episode 11, Real Housewives of New Jersey, episode 12, and Real Housewives of Orange County.
And it's the pre-season finale.
Yeah, so it's the penultimate episode of
this. What are we
going to
talk about
season?
Next week? We have two shows next week. That's it.
Well, Orange County. What do you mean?
Oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah. And we have all
for
the
reunions. For a few weeks, yeah.
It's my first time here, guys.
But we are thinking about maybe adding in Miami now that it is on Bravo, so.
Keeping up with the Kardashians.
Let's put a pin in that.
Okay. As Shannon would
As
say.
As Shannon would love to
it.
Say.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's dive into Summer House.
Yeah, let's do
so
it.
So it just opens right up with the middle of Sierra throwing those glasses, words, everything.
Listen, if I was Danielle, I'd probably go to prison.
Would you go to prison?
Well, I would pick up the glass and stab Sierra with it. Just kidding. But
classy.
Thanks. But come on, Sierra.
Well, you couldn't because it shattered all over her fucking chest.
I know. That was insane. I couldn't believe
Crazy.
That. It was gross to watch. It was disappointing. All over Austin. I think the thing to remember here is it's all over Austin Kroll.
Austin fucking Kroll.
Not worth it. Do you know how many more people are worth it?
No one's worth throwing a drink in a glass at someone.
No, yeah, you're right. But like, I guess what I say when I say worth it is it's fighting over.
Yeah, fight over.
Andrea,
yeah.
I would fight. Don't come at – don't – I will fight you over him, okay?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just thought that that was messy. That was gross. And it wasn't even Danielle's fight. Danielle did get herself involved. But if anybody – like, Lindsay, that's the person you're actually mad at.
Right, yeah. And even the girls, like, later were like, oh, you threw it at Danielle?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I honestly hate to see it because she was, like, really holding her – holding it down and keeping her shit together with mm-hmm. Lindsay and then just kind of lost it and it really loses its effect,
yeah,
obviously.
Right.
And her apology to everyone was kind of shitty, but it's like, what? How do you come back from that,
yeah,
to be fair?
Right. Everybody was very supportive of her, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just thought that, like, everybody comforted her and, like, made her feel like she wasn't crazy, which was good. I think you should be supportive of your friends, but I also thought people didn't really hold her accountable,
mm-hmm.
which
yeah.
you also should hold your friends accountable. Like, I'd be like, don't ever do that again.
I agree. Like, Maya went in there and was like, are you okay, whatever? But she also should have been like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, that's not okay.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that to anyone, especially not someone who you're not even arguing with.
Right.
That, like, doesn't even make sense.
Exactly. And I don't blame Danielle for standing up either. Lindsay, or not Lindsay, but Sierra's sitting over there pointing her fingers at them. I just stood up to him and been like, sit the fuck down. Who do you
know.
Think you're yelling
I thought
yelling
she came
at?
In too hot and she shouldn't have gotten involved, I think.
Yeah.
Or she should have gotten involved in a very non-biased way like she did before.
Right. I agree. But, like, also it's frustrating because she was defending Lindsay to Sierra's face where Paige was getting involved behind the scenes.
Yeah, like, but Paige also in the moment was like, here's, but more diplomatically than Danielle was like,
yeah,
jumped in and was like, here's the thing, and being,
yeah,
supporting
Danielle
Sierra.
Was being uppy and rude.
She
I
was
totally
hot,
agree,
yeah.
But I don't know. It just all blew up too fast.
It blew up too fast, but I just absolutely don't condone the, obviously, drink throwing. Like, mm-hmm. it's a fucking Teresa Giudice specialty, and
mm-hmm.
we're above that, so let's not do it.
Yeah.
But then... Okay, I'm not going to lie. I was all about Craig in this mm-hmm. episode.
He did really good.
Making a strong comeback. First of all, calling – he's not scared to call Austin out.
No,
he's like,
not.
Austin's a liar, and he's being shitty.
Yeah.
And don't know why you're fighting over him.
Right.
And just making comments here and there, reminding people that it's silly that they're even fighting over him.
Well, and I think it was important that he called Lindsay out.
Yeah.
Because Lindsay is just on this, like, high horse. And
oh, my God.
What's really bothering me, and I love Lindsay, but, like, what's really bothering me is the fact that she just continues this weird scenario that she doesn't care about Austin. It's like, you sound and you look like an idiot.
Yeah.
You look really stupid.
Yeah.
So stop.
And I just want to really quick put out there that I have, between this week and last week, finally watched Winter House.
Oh,
because
God.
I finally finished Southern Charm. It took me a million years.
Yeah, Southern Charm took you a long
time. Oh, it was not good. But finally watched Winter House, and I have a new perspective that really just reinforces what I already had been feeling kind of about everybody. But yeah, especially with the Lindsay thing, I'm like, what the fuck? You came into Winter House and you had this best friendship, whatever. You never told Sierra that you were feeling like that you had strong feelings for Austin. How the fuck was she supposed to know? And then Austin completely shit all over you. And then you both admitted that neither of you had ever told anybody that you had actually hooked up and really felt anything for each other. So how the fuck would anyone know?
Yeah.
So her like coming after Sierra for all this is like completely unfair, I think.
Yeah.
That's what I think. But anyway. Just also really quick back to Craig, because we can dive into that, but I just want to say like he was literally the only one to break up the fight within milliseconds.
Yeah,
like literally Kyle and Carl were still just sitting there.
Yeah,
I was like, are these not your friends?
Yeah,
like what is wrong with you?
Right.
So that was kind of annoying. Not that that's necessarily their responsibility, but like let's not have our friends physically fighting. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Right. I think Carl was just in shock because he had glass all over him too. Like, he even said that he had wine and glass everywhere.
Yeah, right.
And he probably didn't want to get up and I don't know. I don't know. What do you do in those moments? And
yeah.
Carl's also going through a really tough time, so maybe he was just, like, paralyzed with, like, what is happening.
It is very overwhelming. Yeah. I don't really think this is the right place for him right now.
Just generally speaking. I'm glad he's not going to be on Winter House this year. I think it'd be fun for them to be guests, but, like, he just is doing a lot of work, and it's going really well, and that's a huge temptation, I feel like.
I agree.
But Craig did break up the fight. He called Lindsay out. He throws Austin, like, he's finally the first one to be like, Austin is lying to every, he's not the first one to say it, but he's like the first one, I feel like, to shove Lindsay's face in it. Like,
yeah.
And then even when Lindsay starts to get really uppity with him, he stays calm, and he's like, yeah, so then this, and she, like, starts to get really mad, and he's like, so can't you see how Sierra would feel?
Right. That conversation was frustrating because it's just Lindsay just, like, just kind of twisting everything and, like,
it's Lindsay's deflecting world, and everybody loves
Yeah, she
it.
Deflects every single thing that comes to her. So her first thing is that she says that she didn't even care when Austin and Sierra made out. It's like, are you crazy? Did you see yourself?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Right. And then, and she's drunk. But it's still just, like, these are your true feelings, I feel like, coming out. Like, this is what I always say, is that she really feels like she's better than the other women, except for Danielle, because she's older and she has, like, serious ageism issues.
Yeah.
But she's, like, talking about how I graduated in top honors or whatever, or top of the class or whatever it was. I'm the most intelligent. And it's, like, what are you even fucking talking about?
Yeah.
Like, it makes no sense. And then Craig's just blatantly like, okay, well, Austin's a liar, so you need to check what you're doing.
Yeah.
So,
right. No, and I, when people throw their academics out there, I'm like, now you sound even more like a fucking idiot.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with this.
Nothing to do.
What does that have to do with liking the wrong guy?
Yeah, what does that have to do with fighting with your friends? What does that have to do with jealousy? What does that have to do with anything? Like, congratulations, you won an award? Like, did you not get the, like, recognition that you thought you did? I'm baffled. I don't understand
that. It's very perplexing.
Yeah, especially as someone who, like, wasn't top in their class, but has done life a whole lot better than people that were top in their class. Like, oh, get the fuck out. Congratulations, 4.0. Where is that taking you to
Well, as someone who wasn't not high up in their class, I still think it has nothing to fucking do with anything.
Yeah, right.
Right. But while we're on Craig, let's talk about what he said about Paige.
Paige finally admitting
finally.
God, his superiority complex of like, oh.
That's why he can level with Lindsay, because they both have a superiority complex.
Yeah, probably, honestly.
But honestly, I found him so likable this episode.
Yeah. I find Craig likable sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. I have found him likable in the past. But this episode, I was just like, I'm fucking team Craig right now.
Yeah, honestly. I'm either team, like, anti-Craig or team Craig.
Yeah.
Like,
I literally, I hate you or I'm for you.
Exactly.
I agree. But so he sees marriage potential, or he wouldn't be with her. Which,
of course he does. Paige is great.
I know. Paige is fantastic.
And really, she doesn't need Craig.
No.
And if Craig doesn't want to take advantage of that, she will find somebody better, like Andrea.
Yeah. Very true. It's so funny after watching Winter House to watch how Andrea was, like, just being such a playboy. And, like, Paige was just, like, waited it out. And at the end, he was, like, in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
So hilarious.
I feel like they do that. Like, as soon as you're done, men are like,
I know, they're so like,
but now I'll be the best ever to you.
I know, they're so silly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do something fun for a second. Let's talk about the dressing as each other on the beach, because that was, or for amazing. The beach day. That was so hilarious. Was I amazing. Loved it. Shout outs. Andrea's Lindsay. Literally so couldn't be better.
When he comes down the stairs, he's like, I'm ready to fucking part! And he still has
with his rosé.
Yeah, and he still has his accent.
I know his accent. It's so funny. Maya as Kyle. Maya as Kyle with the sty. Like, the jewel is the sty in her eye. Fucking incredible.
Amazing.
And then Paige.
She bought a little blow-up motorcycle. Oh my god.
Paige's Luke was great. Yeah. So that was hilarious. That was I loved fun. Every second of that.
That's fun. But why are they going and playing beach volleyball during a hurricane?
I know. I know. They're just like, a hurricane, it'll be fine. What, just some rain? It's like, okay, that's not.
I had physical anxiety system. Anxiety symptoms. I kept trying to say systems. Symptoms watching that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
That was bad.
But it was a lot of fun to watch them play volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun to watch them do something light after that heavy mm-hmm. night before.
Yeah.
And it was just good that
and they something made. That wasn't just a drinking party at their house.
Exactly.
So.
But also what wasn't a drinking party is Kyle talking about the prenup and their marriage counseling, which it's good that they're going to marriage counseling because clearly they need it.
Yeah, well, they've been going.
They need more of it. But I do think a prenup is an actual, like, good conversation. I know I said this last episode, but it really bothers me that Amanda wanted Kyle to sign a contract. If the wedding doesn't go through, she owes her parents everything. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, that's just in case. Like, whatever. Of course I want the wedding to go through, but if it didn't happen, he owes my parents.
Yeah.
And then now she's talking about the prenup. She's like, I'm not signing anything.
Right, right.
And it's like, oh, so you'll only do it when it's convenient for you and your
family.
Well,
she didn't say that was a clip that got edited incorrectly. That wasn't her full sentence.
I know, but.
Yeah. But yes, I know. Her general stance is that it's going into it with the wrong energy or whatever. And I agree. It's super hypocritical.
Yeah, yeah, totally. It is. And like, I just feel like prenup should be a very open conversation. But I don't think he should get all of Loverboy by any means. She's helped him support. Like, I mean, but that's the point. Like, it should be open. Like, okay, if we were to divorce, this is the portion I would get. This is the portion you would get. And maybe you've invested a little bit more. And because I do think Kyle's done more with the company.
Right, for sure.
So he could get more of it. But Amanda still deserves some of it because she's helping him build it. And she's working with him, too.
Yeah. And I think she is kind of – first of all, I'm glad that we saw this, them in therapy, because I'm just like, stop fucking talking about it. Like, if you really want a prenup, just like, do it.
Yeah.
Be about it then. Stop talking to other people about it. You need to put it into place. So it was good that he brought this up in therapy and we got to see it. And I think she is realizing that it would be beneficial to her too, because I also just, like I said last episode, I just didn't like the way he was approaching it. Like, it's as if he needs to protect his business from her, kind of thing, which was shitty because she did help him build it.
Yeah.
But generally, I think obviously they really should get a prenup. And I think she's starting to realize it because, well, I think she was saying to Paige, she was like, yeah, right now I would get none of Loverboy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, no, you should get some of Loverboy.
No, you should get some of it. And that's what a prenup would help you
exactly.
do.
Exactly. Yeah. I completely agree.
And maybe she's just not educated about prenups. And honestly, neither am I. But,
and it does have a negative connotation sometimes, so it I does. Can see that.
Yeah. Well, I feel like the reason it has a negative connotation is because it's involved with a lot of gold digging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
true.
Like, of course people are like, oh, do you think, or whatever. It's just like something that's like, oh, I'm after you for your money. Well, no, but like, and also, what if Amanda becomes very successful down the road?
Mm-hmm.
That prenup will set her up for, well, then she'd have to get like a post-nup or something, whatever, but.
No, but you can write future. I think
you would have to get a postnup, but still, okay. Well, then you can negotiate. Kyle, you had a prenup. Now I want a postnup or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just all, I just think all that stuff should be very open.
Yeah.
And I don't think you should ever close your partner out if they want to talk about it.
I agree. And I do get that, like, each having to have a lawyer sounds, like, intimidating and, like, weird. Like, mm-hmm. it's so contractual. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, ugh, like, that sucks. But, like, marriage is a literal contract. Yeah, so
it is.
It's kind of just weird to begin with in the first place.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah. Well, that's that. You have any other comments on that?
No, I don't want to ever talk about that fucking prenup. I know, or their marriage or anything about them ever again.
I know. Just fucking sign the prenup, get married, and let's be goddamn done with it. I can't anymore.
Let's be done.
Okay. Let's talk about, well, first, let's talk about Danielle, because she never ceases to amaze me. She's perfect.
She's perfect.
And wonderful. Like, she came in a little too hot, mm-hmm. Obviously, but she just keeps her head in every situation. Like, even the weeks before with stupid Austin Kroll, mm-hmm. like, her just being like, guys, why are you fighting over him? Like, this is crazy. And then I just loved watching her reaction to Sierra apologizing to her, mm-hmm. was, like, so mature, where she was mm-hmm. just like, I want to move on with you. Let's keep this separate. Like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, did not hold it against her. And then fast forward to the talk with Lindsay, it's like, this is the first time I feel like Lindsay's being held accountable for intentionally hurting Sierra's feelings, because that's what it is.
It is. She did.
Yeah. And I feel like Danielle was like, but did you try to do it on purpose to hurt her? Like, really? Yeah. Like, be honest about that.
Right. And I don't think even Lindsay was like, I want to hurt. Whatever. I think it more for Lindsay was maybe like, I want to win.
Yeah. I want to win. And just kind of like,
it doesn't matter.
Reveling in her hurting, maybe. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So,
like, her being egged on by her being sad. Like, mm-hmm. Lindsay got more like, oh, I'm winning. The more Sierra got more, I'm sad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Mean to watch. Yeah, it was all mean. They were all doing like
mean stuff.
It was just all not great. Mm-hmm. I hated it. Over Austin Kroll.
Yeah,
over Austin Kroll. Austin Kroll with a 10-foot pole.
I know. And especially watching him, like, now that I've actually watched Winterhouse and watching how he was with Sierra, is like, no wonder why she still liked you. No wonder why she didn't have any regard for Lindsay's feelings. She had literally no idea, it seemed like, how serious, like, Lindsay felt.
How about watching how Lindsay feels about him after Vermont, after he made a fucking fool out of her.
Yeah, truly.
He made her look so stupid in Vermont.
She does look even more stupid for even, like, entertaining him again. It's like, what? He's shit all over you. I just don't get it. Yeah. And then, also, I just, like, when I was watching Winterhouse, I just wanted to kind of slap Sierra, because I'm like, the red flags of when Amanda is like, oh, I heard you were saying this, but I wanted to come to you first. And he explodes on her and tells her to shut the fuck up and all that stuff. I'm like, if a guy talked to my friends like that, done.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was so gross. Yeah.
Well, even when he slammed the door on Paige.
Oh, yeah. Remember? This season. Yeah. That was really bad.
Yeah. I mean,
she did say something to him then. Oh, that's so. Yeah. Ugh,
she was like, awesome. But Paige went off.
Mm.
You don't want to light that little firecracker.
No, she is a little compact little firecracker.
Yeah, she is.
Okay, so going off of that, let's talk about Lindsay and Sierra actually finally having two seasons too late, like Winterhouse and this entire season of Summerhouse too late, having a talk in the hot tub. Like, could we have done this before?
Yeah.
To Sierra's credit, she did try. She did try a couple times.
I know. But also, I feel like it's never a good time to talk when you're also hammered.
True.
So,
but she has come to Lindsay and been like, what is your deal with Austin? Yeah, are you serious? I really like him, like, all this stuff. And then the drunk thing also wasn't helpful, but okay, so they're finally hearing each other out, so that's good.
Yeah,
that's a plus. I really feel like they actually, like, both said their point of view.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I feel like Lindsay was snarky.
Like, she was like, well, it was nice that she apologized and was like, I don't want to hurt you.
Yeah.
And that's what I was trying to say before you. It's like, you weren't trying to say that.
You weren't trying to say that. You literally said, why are you screaming?
Yeah.
Are you done?
I don't care. Yeah. That's actually what you were saying.
Right.
But your friend Danielle talked some sense into you.
Yeah. Right.
So that was annoying. And she was kind of just like,
it's not okay. But, like, you can be like, you want to know what? I got really caught up in the moment.
Yeah.
And I was trying to hurt you. And I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I let emotions get the best of me. They both let emotions get the best of them.
100%.
So it's okay to just admit it and move on. But it is weird, because in the house, Lindsay's never been friends with the other girls besides Danielle. Like, right. She suffered. Like,
that's because I that's just everything she does is like, you think you're better than them.
Yeah.
She really does. Like,
yeah.
It's gross to watch, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm like, she really like has this weird thing about her age.
Mm-hmm.
This weird thing about her age. I'm like, okay, we have seen you act a damn fool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you definitely are successful and doing mm-hmm. boss bitch things, but you are not mm-mm. better than them. I'm mm-mm. sorry. Like,
mm-mm.
they're full adults. Mm-hmm. Like, they're like 28 to 30. Mm-hmm. They're not like 19.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stop it.
I know.
And so it's like so frustrating for her to be like when Paige was like, I think this was on Summer House or Winter House. I can't remember when she was like, gave her advice on something. And she's like, and how old are you? That's what I thought. It was like, she's literally 28 years old.
Yeah.
She actually does have things that she can say.
Yeah. And like, people have lives.
I know. They've actually lived things.
Yeah.
But she just dismisses them entirely.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see if they can actually
keep that.
Yeah. And just how about we just don't invite Austin Kroll back? How about that?
No more Austin Kroll.
And I also didn't realize, because we had talked about last episode how for Sierra, it's been 5 months. So maybe like trying to move on. However, I didn't realize that before Summer House that she visited.
Mm-hmm. They visited each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he's just a dick.
Austin's trash.
Trash. Garbage.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Austin's trash.
Louder for the people in the
trash.
Back.
Austin's trash.
Okay. Cool. So that's pretty much it for Summer House.
Yeah. That's Summer House. Yeah. Wrapped up in a nutty Shelly.
Yeah. All right. Cool. So let's move on to Real Housewives of New Jersey. All right, so
Marge
opens up with Marge and her family history. I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it. I wish we did this more. Like, I love hearing about like people's like family and history and all that stuff.
I never knew she could speak another language. Ever. Oh my
God, Hungarian. So
I
cool.
never knew her mom was a. I didn't know her mom was a immigrant.
You didn't know her mom was an immigrant?
No. Why didn't I know that?
No, but I.
And I've rewatched Jersey 17 times.
I didn't know she was a refugee.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Oh, God. Just having to flee your country from communism. That's
like
terrible.
When Marge was like cheering up, she's like, I can't imagine a world of having the clothes on my back and having to just run.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Could you imagine?
Yeah. Well, that fast forward, here we are. Fucking Ukraine.
Yeah, I know. Ukraine. Oh, Jesus. But like you.
I know. I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah. No, I literally can't.
I can't.
Like, the privilege that we live in.
Yeah, I know. It's unreal.
In what world?
I don't know.
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, people have done really incredible things.
Yeah.
But so I loved that this entire, like, not this entire episode, but a lot of it was just, like, kind of dedicated to, like, her mom and her family's history and, like, talking. And mm-hmm. then kind of reconnecting with her traditions, because she was saying how when her grandparents passed away, yeah. like, you lose the traditions, which I feel like happens right. with a lot of, like, mm-hmm. obviously, like, immigrant families.
Mm-hmm.
Like, once the ones who have the traditions pass away, it's really hard to keep those.
Right.
But, yeah, that was just awesome to watch.
Yeah, so that was awesome. I love Marge and her mom because I feel like they've gone through the hardest of times, but they've always been there for each other.
They have. And then she even was like, you know, jokes aside and kind of like the shit that I give her aside, she's truly incredible.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah, we'll have some specific things to say about the party, but
yeah,
let's pivot quick and just talk about the next important scene, which was Melissa kind of talking, well, first to Tracy and then mm-hmm. to Antonia. So I feel like she kind of gave a better approach this episode to where mm-hmm. she wasn't like as like coming after Antonia. She was more explaining why that it was like giving her PTSD watching this because of how she acted.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, this makes more sense.
Yeah.
I still think you're doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And you need to be more compassionate for her. But I get right. that you would panic being like, please don't make the decisions I made right. when I was like hurting as a child.
Right.
So that was good to watch. I feel like they had a really nice open chat at the gym.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Yeah. And like Melissa, when she says stuff like, I just feel like everything I do bothers Antonia. And it's like having a mom who wants the attention on her 24/7 would be really hard and just weird and embarrassing.
Yeah.
And it's just like, didn't you like, do you need the attention on you all the time? And Melissa's that person.
Yeah.
Melissa loves attention.
Oh my God. Yeah, she does.
It's a lot.
It's
and
a lot.
No wonder Antonia gets sick of
and
it.
And it's like you have a teenager
yeah.
who's not going to like you no matter what you do.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right.
And she's going through teenager stuff, which is already plenty hard.
Right.
And then on top of that, you've thrown all this other stuff at her. Just give her a break.
And when she was like, yeah, I didn't take your feelings into consideration. She's like, no, you didn't. Not obviously you didn't.
Yeah.
You don't move. And I don't know. I just could not imagine being in high school and my parents being like, or our parents, we have the same parents, but our parents being like, oh, by the way, you're changing high schools going into your junior year. Right. No, I'd be like, actually, no, I'm not. So you can figure out a way to get me to and from this school.
Yeah, right.
It's just a lot. She went through a lot.
It is a really lot. And like watching Melissa open up about her childhood is good too, because it must be like therapeutic for her.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, you really need to be more conscious of like her feelings. And also she is kind of putting stuff out there, like talking about her and making it sound like she's depressed, which she might be, but you shouldn't open that up to the world. Like, she's just exposing it to the world. Yeah. And it's like, maybe she is depressed and you should talk about that in private and not like make her open to that to conversation from all of the U.S. Like, seriously. Right. So.
Yeah. Because I feel like their kids aren't super public.
Yeah. They're
even
not.
Like on Instagram, Antonia never posts.
Right. Right. Yeah. So. And yeah, just she's already going through hard enough freaking time, but
yeah,
but just even her comment with the person who was at the gym, like her coach or whatever,
yeah,
when she's like, oh, she's nice to you, what is that, that must be nice. And it's like, oh my god, leave get it off this girl,
leave
Jesus.
It alone. Yeah.
Anyway, all right, well, but it was at least good, it seemed to progress
a little bit,
so that's good.
But I love Jersey and the family dynamic, because then we get Jackie and her kids. I feel like Jersey is the most like family oriented, which is crazy because there's so much drama.
Yeah, right.
But their families are such a big part of their lives that it's really special to see. Like, even at Marge's event, all the moms come and stuff. But then we have Jackie. And
I just want to make a quick comment about that. It just kind of shows that, like, everyone doesn't have to be, like, coming for each other all the time to have good TV. Like, I like watching everyone's individual family, like, stuff.
Right.
Like, the good stuff.
Right.
Yeah, and the developments. Anyway, continue.
You're very passionate about that.
Yeah, because it gets me so mad when people are just like, any drama is good drama. It's not, actually. Like, watching people just be shitty to each other is not fun to watch, actually. Right. So.
But what is fun to watch is Jackie eating ice cream with her kids.
Yeah, that was lovely.
And I just think Jackie has a lot of work to do, and it's really good to see her, like, I don't know. I feel like we don't need to harp on this because I feel like it's going to be like a lot, but it's just good to see her like finally just acknowledging things.
Yeah.
Eating ice cream with her kids.
Taking
and stuff.
Those big steps.
Taking big steps.
I can't imagine how conflicting that would be.
Yeah. And like how she is just gonna like try and not make up for it.
Yeah.
Like, stuff like that. Yeah.
I almost cried when she was talking about how she like made up for it, and then her therapist was like, you don't, that's not
normal,
what,
people
we
don't
do
that.
We do.
Yeah.
And she was, like, shocked.
Yeah.
And so I think her therapist seems great.
Yeah. I think her therapist will make strides with her.
Yeah.
And just, like, push her to do things that she doesn't want.
She was, like, pizza? And Jackie was, like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
So they seem to have a good, like, back and forth. Something that will work for her. And not push her too far.
Right.
So that's good. And then just Evan, always.
Evan's
just
good.
Oh, I love him.
I like Evan. But then a husband that I'm not always fond of is Bill.
Bill.
Bill's tough for me.
Well.
Because I like him, and then I don't like him.
I know. I haven't really liked him this season, but usually I love him. But the thing is, this episode, exactly what I've been saying would happen, is that he seemed to, like, think about it.
Yeah.
And was like, okay, if you want to repair everything with everyone, I will try. I will do that for you.
Yeah, yeah.
So he seemed to have thought about it, and like, and even Jen was like, because for a second it seemed like he didn't care enough to try. But he came around, and he definitely put the effort in. He did the hard conversations with the boys.
Yeah,
the ever dramatic boys.
Right
at the party.
Joe Gorga, shut the fuck up.
Joe Gorga being a baby back bitch,
a little bitch girl,
little bitch girl.
But yeah, no, it was like cute to see them. I like seeing Marge and Jen. Marge and Jen as friends could be detrimental to everybody else.
Yeah. I would love that.
Oh, same. They would be a power. But, yeah, I think it was really cute how she wanted Bill to get in there, back in with the boys, because she's like, all these girls are supporting me. I'd love for the boys.
And she was like, I'm so excited to be invited. Yeah. Like, really, people want me there. And she was so excited about being a Good Place with Marge. That I love that.
I know. I love that. And I think Jen just does want to be included.
She does.
And I think that's why she does things like dig up mean shit on things. Evan for Teresa. And like, I think she just wants that inclusion.
I agree.
And I don't think she knows how to go about it the right way. But
right.
I mean, yeah. And then it was good to see Evan and Bill make up.
How about that makeup text exchange? I was like, seriously? Is this really? Yeah. I couldn't tell if Bill was just being like, whatever.
Yeah.
Or if that's really how guys make up. Like, just, sorry, dude, thumbs up. I was like, that is not enough talking.
No, I think that's how guys make up.
Wow, that's amazing.
I know. I would never accept that. But Joe needs to just chill.
Okay. Joe Gorga, fuck it. I'm with Frank Catania. Like, I don't know why he's apologizing to you.
Yeah, he doesn't really owe you an apology. No. Yeah. Frank Catania is the voice of reason for Joe Gorga.
Yeah. He is.
Because Joe's too much for me sometimes.
I know. He is a lot. He's really.
I'm just like, shut
the fuck. Has so many emotions. And they'll be like, well, we don't fight like the girls. And it's like, no, you fight like the girls. You fight like specifically the girls. Fight like the girls.
Flashback to the christening.
Ugh. You fight worse than the girls.
Yeah.
Like.
You get physical.
You get physical.
And emotional.
And really, really emotional.
Yeah. So just chill.
Remember when he used to spray, like, his hair?
Yes. And Joe Judice was like, why is there blue or black shit all over me?
What the fuck? Oh, God. It's so funny. Okay.
Did you think Teresa should or should not have been invited? Should not. I agree.
Yeah. Are things where it's just like, this is above inclusiveness. I'm sorry. You're going to ruin it with your negativity. You're not there for her. You don't say good things about her. Why should she invite you to this?
Exactly.
It like means a lot. So.
I agree.
Look at us being on the same page.
I know. That's truly incredible. But I don't really stand for Teresa Giudice. I don't like her very much.
I am the opposite of stand for Teresa Giudice.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Same. And I just think like it's not an event where she has to come and make her snarky ass fucking rude comments, go around, talk about everybody.
Literally ruin the event. Exactly. It's like, I would much rather see this positivity than you causing drama. Like, it's not fun. She hasn't been fun to watch. She's been, like, I think the season would have been a lot better without her, honestly. I really do. So,
and but she needs that money because Louie's bankrupt.
She does. And also she has people that just stupidly stan her.
Yeah.
Like, without even second guessing anything she does.
She's a legend. I mean, she's made a name for herself.
She's not a legend. But even NeNe Leakes. If NeNe Leakes had to go at one time, goodbye, Teresa.
True.
Okay.
True. NeNe was a legend.
The legendest of the legends.
Yeah.
And it goes to your head.
Yeah.
I feel like. Yeah. I
mean, you think you own it? Look at Vicky Gunvalson.
Vicky.
Vicky was also a legend. And look at her.
Was she, though?
Yeah.
See her? I don't even like,
Vicky
Teresa,
was good
iconic.
TV.
NeNe, iconic. Vicky?
No, Vicky was. Okay, Vicky was an OG.
That's
and
fair.
She was the life of the party, but she was also the life of the drama. She was also.
All right. I don't want to do like an ode to Vicky.
True.
To be fair. I'll take your word for it. You just watched rewatched Orange County. So maybe
I'm not saying I loved her, but like I think she'd go down in legend. But it got to her head. And then she faked cancer. Well, she didn't fake cancer.
She supported fake cancer.
Kind of, but anyways.
For a different podcast.
Okay, now they're planning a trip to Nashville, and I'm not ready because it looks like Teresa's going to go ape shit, bat shit, fucking
I know, I wish she
insane.
Just wouldn't even go.
I know, but.
But she's going.
Yeah, so it looks like they're going to Nashville. The trip is planned, booked, done, filmed. And I'm anxious for it.
Yeah. Wait, did you say Nashville is where they're going?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see about that. But. Hopefully there's other drama besides Teresa. Hopefully there's other juicy TV besides just her coming for everybody. How about Dolores just being like, well, Teresa said she doesn't fight with guys. It's like, oh my God, what other bullshit excuse can you come up with for her?
Yeah.
And that's why she didn't come at Tiki.
Right.
But came at Tracy. It's like, ugh,
well,
Jesus.
I don't know if you watch What Happens Live this week, but Dolores was on it and Leah was on it.
I love Leah. I haven't watched that yet, but I want to.
It's good. And there's a lot of questions about Teresa. And Leah's like, I love Teresa, but she's acting like a fucking fool.
This season.
Like, Leah calls her out for everything. Dolores tries to stick by her side, but Leah's like, nope, I don't fucking care. Ooh,
dang,
yeah, she is very, like, honest about Teresa's actions. Good. And then it's really good to watch. Dolores tries to stay loyal, but Dolores even admits it. She's like, I do make excuses for Teresa because I feel like I try and explain things for her. And she's like, I just feel like everybody needs somebody in their corner. And she's just kind of like, she's like, I'm a loyal friend and I do sometimes make excuses for her.
Yeah, that's good that and she admits like, it, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. You should do that for your friends, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
But because you can't always
hold them accountable, though.
Hold them accountable.
Well, she doesn't not. I don't know. It's tough with them.
Yeah.
It's tough with them only because Teresa is so horrible.
So out of line. Yeah.
It's like, oh, God.
How could you even defend it?
How about the body shaming comes back up?
Yeah.
Which it seems like everyone's on the same page about that, but I just had to mention something that came up on Twitter, a tweet that Jackie had tweeted. I wish I had the year, but basically she just straight up is like, if you watch what you eat, you wouldn't have to keep getting lipo. Yes. And I was like, ooh, that didn't age well for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
For a lot of reasons.
Right. Yeah.
So that wasn't not a good look. Yeah. And because she blatantly is like body shaming other women, not cool. It's like, maybe let's just remember that you haven't not body shamed people.
Right.
So.
And also, like, what's wrong with a little lipo?
Yeah. What the hell is wrong with lipo?
Suck the fat out of my back.
Just suck it out.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had the money, I might.
If I had the money, my love handles would be, say it with me, non-existent.
I mean, if I had money, I would first try a personal trainer, I guess, to be fair. But I would never.
No, I'd get a chef. I don't
a chef need, and a personal trainer.
No, I don't need a personal trainer.
Well, okay. Well, fine. You don't have to get one.
Well, fine.
I'm going to get one.
Yeah. Fine. Have whatever you want.
But I'm not going to shame anyone for getting a lipo because.
No.
That seems perfectly reasonable to me.
100%. But yeah, I'd definitely get a chef. Maybe a trainer. Come to my house. I'd get a gym at my house.
I'd be a skinny bitch.
Okay. Ass
if bitch. I had money, I'd be a skinny bitch.
I'd have the best tits.
Yeah.
Terry Dubrow.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'd be going to Jen. Dr. Jen.
Yeah.
Fucking get out your laser and your needles.
I'd just live in California. I'd be like, I'm now a California person.
But here we are. We're not rich.
And don't have perfect bodies.
So. Yeah. Okay. So we kind of touched on this, but Marge's speech about her mom.
Yeah.
Just beautiful. Special. Just wonderful. And her mom was like, this is the best day of my life. And I was like, this is the best day of my life watching this.
See, I think you're right. Not all drama is good drama because that was a really fun party. And there wasn't any drama.
No drama. And even last episode, the baseball game.
Yeah.
That was like essentially no drama. And that was a blast.
Besides Teresa. If Teresa wouldn't have been there, it would have been so fun.
I know.
Yeah.
But also the other great part was watching Jen have an epiphany where she's like, I always thought Marge just like didn't really value family like I do. But she does.
Yeah.
Just in a different way. We have a lot in common.
Right.
Bitch, we've been trying to tell you.
Right. Bitch, we've been trying to tell you.
But so that was good.
No, I think Jen's eyes will open up a little bit more now that the truth's out.
Mm-hmm. True that. So that's pretty much it for New Jersey, I think. You have anything else to add?
No.
That was a good episode, I think.
That was
but
a good
next
episode.
Episode's going to be flames.
I know. And then fireballs. This podcast is going to be flames and fireballs because I don't handle this stuff well. I get very passionate about it.
Yeah. It's hard. Okay.
So we open hot with Orange County.
Orange County.
Here we go. We're moving on to Orange County.
Okay. So it opens right up right with Noelle and Heather.
Their conversation.
Yeah. Which is painful because one, as you always say, after a night drinking, it's like, can we just go to bed?
Right.
Let's talk about it tomorrow.
Right.
Following you is hard and annoying.
Right.
And your conversations are trash.
Yeah.
So the one really ridiculous, well, there was a lot of ridiculousness, but the one that stood out the most was Noelle. It was like, I don't think I said that when Heather calls her out for being like, you said I slammed people against walls and you saw it with your own eyes. And Noelle's like, yeah, I don't remember saying this. Like, you have been saying that.
You have been saying it. And then at the dinner, you were like, even if I didn't see it with my own. And then, oh my God. And that's why I think people give up on Noelle.
Yeah.
Because she can't, she doesn't. I don't even know what happens,
but
I could see myself getting really frustrated with her.
Yeah.
Just like, what?
Because it's a lot of times just not logical. You can't follow. You can't reason. It's, like I said last episode, just, she thinks so abstractly. It's like, you can't.
And then she tries to act so innocent. And that's annoying too.
Well, she victimizes herself. I've never seen before.
Never even
Craig Conover, honestly.
Never seen it. Never seen it.
It's bad.
It's in-I-N-S-A-N-E. Insane.
It's so insane that she had to spell it.
And so that's why I don't feel bad when Heather walks away, because I'm like, yeah, at that point, yeah, I'd be like, done. Not, yeah, you don't get it.
There's no, it's not progressing. There's, yeah. It's not adding any value. But I did love the chicken salad, like going back and forth between them and the chicken salad.
I know.
And Gina's like, I love that I can just sit here and eat chicken salad. Mm-hmm. Shannon with food is my favorite thing ever, because she's just like has such a passion for food.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like they all get the drunk munchies, which is a woman after my own heart, because drunk Jade will fight anything to get to Taco Bell.
Jade will fight.
No, I will fight. She will fight. I need food when I'm drunk.
And she won't share.
And I will not share.
She's not into sharing.
And if somebody tries to take it from me,
you'll lose a hand.
You'll lose a hand, an eyeball, an arm, an entire torso, like anything. So yeah, that was really funny.
So that was hilarious.
But then the next day in bed, Noah's sitting there and she's like, Heather was screaming at me, and she came at me, and then she goes, this is, I quoted this.
Okay, hit me.
Your divorce, your son's autism, and your father's death in your life, your divorce, your son's autism, and your father's death is your life giving you karma.
Yeah. Yeah,
she goes, said that. Heather said that to me at the dinner.
Oh, I know.
How could you say that? That was so low. I'm like, Heather never said that.
She actually did not say that.
She did not say that.
She didn't even say anything close to that.
She did not say that.
She just said, I mean, she did say your karma's already like hitting
you. Your karma is whatever. Yeah, but it's like maybe she meant the divorce. Do you think Heather would talk about Noella's son's autism like that?
Yeah, right.
That's so nasty.
Right, so nasty. And but she is having bad things happen to her, and sometimes you do ask for your own karma.
Yeah, right. And, like, it sucks, and, like...
But also, Noella said that first. She said, you're going to have karma. Like,
right.
You started this conversation.
Yeah, if you can't take it, don't dish it, honey. Mm-hmm. But I just thought that the way she talked about that conversation, I'm like, you're lying.
Well, that's another thing we've said in previous episodes, where it's, like, it's hard to follow some things that she says, because it's like your perception of what realistically happens is so skewed.
It's scary.
That it's like, yeah, it's really problematic. But I made a note because I wanted to talk about how her on this entire trip is really serving me Kelly Ben Simone. Mm-hmm. Because on Scary Island.
I noticed that.
Gosh, it's like when she's eating the gummies and Bethany is like, go to sleep. Because she was so clearly in a terrible mental spot. That's why when we bring her up and I'm like, she was not in a good spot. She should not have been on that season.
Yeah.
Because she clearly is like mentally unwell, paranoid, like definitely had like really bad mental issues going on, stress factors. And then that's just perpetuated by being around a bunch of women, like without people around you who are like your normal support system. It's really hard. And it just is really reminding me of that. Like, it's so bad. It's like, clearly she's in a terrible place. Mm-hmm. She's mentally unwell.
Yeah.
And she might be having like a psychological break, honestly. Yeah. Like, seriously.
Heather's famous words. I think she's having a psychological break.
Is that what she said?
Yeah. She used to put that on Shannon all the time.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me. And then what did someone say? And she was like, that's a different diagnosis.
Compulsive liar.
A compulsive liar.
She goes, I did not call you a compulsive liar. That is a different diagnosis. Yes, she did.
So funny. But yeah, so it's like sad watching, because it's like, you need to go. You need to go.
I don't think people who are in these, we've said this kind of off.
Mm-hmm. We'll say it once. We'll say offline, it again.
But like, I don't think people who are like going through these life-changing experiences and are breaking. Mm-hmm. I mean, Noella is breaking. They should not be on the show.
Well, I have to say, even in the book, so for Christmas, Jade got me and herself this book.
I love a good gift for myself.
You get one for you and one for me. Not All Diamonds and Rosé, which is basically like insider interviews about like big stuff that happened since the show started for all the main franchises. So you hear from the producers and all of the ladies cast and everything.
Members, yeah.
The cast members, yeah. And it's just kind of like an insider scoop thing. And for that New York season that I'm talking about, one of the producers is like, we actually like had to get Kelly out of there and realize that we couldn't have her back because she was clearly in a really bad mental spot and we can't have people on the show that are like that. And while they said that, I'm like, you have continuously not acted on that. No. And I think they need to really be a lot better about watching out for people's mental health.
Yeah.
Because this is a hard platform to be on, especially if you're going through shit. And some people somehow make it through. Mm-hmm. And some people, it's easier because, you know, everything's not going wrong in their life. But Noella is not in a place.
Everything's going wrong.
They need to be looking out for her more.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have allowed her to come on the trip, honestly.
No, they should have. She should not be on the show.
Remember Sonya Morgan? Oh, you probably don't remember. But Sonya Morgan, like, who was it? Someone didn't. Dorinda. They got in a fight for seasons because Dorinda did not invite her to one of the trips because of where she was, like, mentally.
You don't touch the f***ing Morgan letters!
Yes, that's
one of my favorites.
Oh my God, it's amazing. Yeah, she was not good. Dorinda was like, how about you just sit this one out?
Yeah.
And Sonya was mad at her for seasons.
Yeah.
Like, never forgave her, basically. It was crazy.
But yeah, so...
Anyways, enough New York.
Yeah. But then there's Emily's comment. Okay, just total...
Sidebar.
We're gonna... Get off the Noella thing. We'll bring it back.
Yeah, we will bring it back for sure.
When Emily was like, and you pointed this out to me because it just went right over my head. Yeah. But she's like, Jen doesn't have an original thought, and it flashes, and it's like, I love teddy bears. No, I love teddy bears. Yeah. No, I love long walks on the beach. No, I love long walks on the beach. And it was just like, that's not what she actually says, but
That was so good. So good.
So good. It's like...
The kids are back in school. Back in school. She just mimics everything Heather Dubrow says.
It's so weird. But you want to know what?
Hmm.
I've been called out for doing that, too.
I can see that.
And...
Now that you say it.
Yeah. And Kyle... Because Kyle always calls me out.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like... And I've later in life have realized that I think I repeat things to give my brain a second to, like, respond to it. Yeah. I'm dead serious.
It's because it's a good strategy to buy yourself some time to think for a second. Right.
And another thing you guys might hear me talk about in the future is when people tell me stuff, I'll go, what? Even when I've heard them.
Mm-hmm.
And like Kyle's like, I know you heard me. And so he won't say anything. And then I'll respond to the question. Like my brain just needs a second to like.
Well, it all goes back to the inner monologue. So I don't know if you guys are hip to this, but some people don't have an inner monologue and some people do. Jade, in fact. Does absolutely not.
No.
And so sometimes she has to talk out loud to things.
All the time. Yes.
So it's pretty hilarious.
So I think that's maybe what Jen's doing, like giving herself like...
Well, I think in this scenario it's different, I have to say.
Oh.
I think she just really likes Heather.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
That's true.
And she kind of like Noella called her out for this earlier in the season when she's like, you're thirsty. And it's like, she's not thirsty.
Yeah.
Like, she does kind of, like, she definitely tagged Noella to try to get more popularity. Mm-hmm. Like, she can deny it if she wants, but that's clearly what happened.
Yeah.
Obviously, right. Noella didn't handle that well, but that is definitely her MO, sort of. She likes to be liked. She likes mm-hmm. to be in. Yeah. So, that's what I think is happening there. And I don't think she's aware of it, but I think it's less that she's buying time to think. And more that she is just, like, really a fan of Heather.
So it's just me and you, brain. Pin it together.
Okay, let's for 1 second talk about Shannon and Emily.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Finally, yeah, just finally Shannon.
Yeah, bringing it up.
Yeah.
It needs to come to light because mm-hmm. Emily has been the drama this season.
The biggest pot stir.
And it's annoying because now Gina's getting, like, not being able to forgive Shannon. It's mm-hmm. just like, Emily, shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah.
Like.
Stops. There's enough ridiculous things that are said without having to skew anything.
Right. Well, then Heather's like, is Emily a shitster or is she a truth teller? And I'm like, well, she is a shitster and she is kind of telling the truth, but...
She's a stretched truth teller.
It's a stretched truth and she's creating the drama and mm-hmm. she's the reason that they're getting mad at each other. So, yeah, if somebody comes up to me and they're like, blah, 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 thinks you're jealous of their friendship, I'm of course going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, right.
And then Emily goes and takes that and she's like, Shannon was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's so dramatic and she's like kind of spinning it in all these negative ways. Right, and then
there's one when Shannon's like, and Gina just has to like cool it a little bit with the ego. And then Emily goes and is like, Jan said you had this big, inflated ego. And it's like, okay, well, she didn't say
she
that.
Didn't say
and
that.
She barely insinuated there was an ego thing. Like, she was like, just, she needs to chill.
Right.
So, yeah, there's a lot of
and
stretching.
And you know what? Gina's ego does need to chill the fuck out.
It really does, though. Like, fucking, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. So, Shannon might not have said it, but I fucking will. Gina, chill your ego
It's
out.
Really, it's
You're
crazy.
A mess.
And so, yeah, like I was saying, there's enough that's said to people without you really having to go bad. Like, there are some situations where it's like, okay, someone directly asks you, or if something was said that was so bad that it's like, that should go back to that person so they can avoid them, or yeah. like whatever. There are certain scenarios, obviously, where you should repeat what someone was said to give someone a heads up.
Yeah.
But if it's just this little petty, stupid shit, it's like, okay, let's just not.
Yeah.
Especially because
Shannon said she wanted to have way more fun than yeah. you guys at the dinner.
No, especially because half of it was deflecting, because clearly Emily was the jealous
Emily's one, jealous.
As much as she denies
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. She so. Is jealous, and she always has been. That's why she had a mental break in Arizona when they all went a couple seasons ago, because
yeah,
Gina really wasn't giving her the attention that, yeah.
Well, Gina was, well, whatever. Anyway, that's old news, but it is nice to see to like kind of talk about how far their relationship has grown.
Mm-hmm.
Emily and Shannon, I truly didn't think they would ever be friends.
I think they would be so much fun together.
Yeah, they're great.
Shannon and I, after rewatching Orange County, I like Shannon. I used to be way less patient for her, but rewatching it, I'm like, she's been bullied a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't handle her emotions well all the time, but like people do make her an easy target.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just like handled it, and I like Shannon.
Mm-hmm. And she's gone through a lot and really come to be in a good place right now. Mm-hmm. And like before, a lot of it was Tamara making her look terrible.
All the time.
I've had frustrations with her because of, like you said, her not handling things well. And also her, she's pretty selfish a lot.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
very self-absorbed.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, I think she's funny and fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So that's fun to watch their relationship grow, because they're both the goofballs of the crew.
Yeah. And then maybe before we get into the dinner, it was good to see Noella have that second for herself.
Yeah, it was so needed. And it was like the one moment of this entire freaking trip that was like beneficial to her, which mm-hmm. is like truly just having a moment in nature to like feel your like actual raw emotions.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. So that was good for her. I was glad she had that.
Yeah.
And glad she stayed behind to be alone. You just need to freaking be alone sometimes in the Colorado goddamn wilderness.
Yeah, right.
Those mountains, that air, those mountains, everything, it's healing.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
So that was good. Good for her. All right. Let's dive into the goddamn sloppy slops for Gina.
Gina was drunk and she did not look good.
No. It was a bad look for a life. She should have just shut the fuck up and went to bed, because she said a lot of... There's being drunk and saying stupid things, and then there are things that she said where I was just like, I don't care how drunk you are, that's fucked.
And that's how you feel.
Yeah.
That's how you feel.
That's how you feel, yeah.
Because there's a difference between being like, fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah,
whatever, right. And being like, you deserve
it. Yeah.
You know, everyone it's like,
beat needs to be against you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it starts off by at the fire, Gina being like, you need to be happier.
Just those little comments.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't need to be happy about anything. Can we rewind 2 seasons ago when Gina got a DUI?
Mm-hmm.
She was going through a domestic violence case. Mm-hmm. She was a mess. She couldn't pull herself together. She cried all the time.
Mm-hmm.
She needed somebody to be there for her
She depended on everyone.
She depended on everyone, and she made her entire storyline.
Which, to be clear, was fair. She was going through a lot.
Fair.
Yeah. We're not saying that's not fair.
But Noella is also going through mm-hmm. a lot, and she may not handle it the best either. Like mm-hmm. Noella's a lot. I don't particularly like Noella, but like I do feel bad for her.
Yeah, like oh my gosh, it's sad. I have some sympathy.
Even just her father dying would be enough. Like it's like yeah, that's and Emily really sad.
And Gina gave up on her really quick too.
Really quick. Like, she's like, I'm here for you. Oh, you did one thing. Fuck
yeah.
you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Just completely turned against her. So her you said, the little comments like just be happier, and then
I'm so happy for her. She's moving on. Like
yeah. And then her, like, yeah, when Noella, like, mentions that her divorce, she's like, that's good news. And it's like, you really don't understand why that would be hard.
Right.
Really?
Right. I think Gina's trying to suppress some shit.
Yeah.
With her and Matt, because mm-hmm. I don't think Gina wanted that relationship to be over. That's why she talked about hooking up with her husband who was divorcing her for a whole entire fucking season.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah.
Truly.
Anyway, so then Noella's sitting at the dinner and she's, like, talking. Gina will not stop interrupting her. Like, it's unbearable.
It is.
I was like, what the fuck?
And you were like, shut up.
I know. I literally was like, shut. I hate when people interrupt.
So it's so rude. And you're going, and it's not even about, it's not even anything that is worth interrupting. You're not arguing about like politics or something. She's just telling a story that you already got to tell yours.
Right.
It's like crazy.
Exactly. And even if you are arguing about politics, shut the fuck up let somebody finish their fucking point.
And also I want, like, I think it's Emily who always asks these like fun, like icebreaker sort of like things. And they're always fun. It's like, shut up, because I actually want to hear what stupid jobs people had when they were 16 or whatever.
Exactly. And then drunk Gina gets so mad because she brings up her friend Tatiana, but brings her up as Tot. And Noella was like, wait, who? She's like, Tot, you met her at my party.
Well, she does say Tatiana at first, but Noella forgot her name. And who cares?
Who
And then she was like, Tatiana, the one who whatever. And I was like, she was amazing. I love her. It's like, she didn't say anything bad about her.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a recruiter and my main thing is to know people's like stuff. And I get a name and I have to scroll to the top of their resume to remember their name again. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I'm terrible with names.
I'm terrible with names.
I'm unforgivably terrible with names. And I honestly, it's, you just have to remind someone of someone's name.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And then she gets so offended, and she's, like, blowing up about it.
We should know things about each other.
Yeah.
Oh, who are my friends? Who am I? Like, on this rant that doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, it's just weird and just,
and I know she's drunk, but she was pissed. She was like, that's not okay. And then Shannon was like, I had to be reminded. And she's like, well, you don't know as many things as you should know also.
Yeah.
And just, like, lashing out in the craziest way. And then my favorite thing was them just as an aside, everyone going off on a tangent about which nicknames they don't like.
Oh, that was
which
really
is
funny.
So funny.
I hate
I don't really like
nobody calls me Hev. I hate that.
And then was like, it's not that deep, because it's not.
It's not.
I can't believe, like, it's so crazy. Like, normal people don't expect their friends to remember. Like, you, for example, will tell me Matt, my manager, and I'm like, yeah, I fucking know. I know his name. Like, to the point where I'm like, I know exactly who you're talking about.
I know. People get annoyed.
Because you just assume people don't remember.
Right.
Like, why would you assume someone knows someone the first time they talk to
them? And what's so wrong with, just being just like, oh, yeah, my buddy that you met the other night.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah,
just ruins the night about this. Gets up, walks away.
So then Shannon's like comforting her. She's like, I know you're going through a lot. It's a lot, whatever. Noella.
Comforting Noella.
Yeah, comforting Noella. And then Gina goes up to her and she's like, you're going to fucking support Noella. And she's like, what did she say? Oh, no. Shannon was like, she's going through a lot. And Gina
she's like, first of all, I just have to say, no one should not have any support.
Nobody.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's bullying. And that's mean. Mm-hmm. Like, Noella might kind of have shit on people and like said really annoying stuff, but she has not done anything to where she should not have any support, especially during this time that she is going through.
Yeah.
Like, that's so mean to insinuate that like everyone should be against her.
Right.
What the fuck?
Right.
That's crazy.
It's insane.
The only person that should not have anyone on their side is Austin Kroll.
Right. I was wondering where you were going with that. It's like...
But anyway, so continue on. Then the next part.
Well, then she's like, well, doesn't something happen to everybody? Or, we all have stuff going. Or whatever, that nasty comment. And I'm like...
Well, because... No, it's because Shannon says, well, you have to remember her dad dies. And she goes, shit happens.
Yes.
Oh,
that's
my God. Which is a personal trigger for me. Because when our grandma died...
Yeah.
I was on a school trip in a horrible place. It was very unexpected. Really awful.
Yeah.
And I just found out. And the people in my program that I was actually friends with comes back, and my other friends were like, her grandma died. And she goes, what am I supposed to do about it? And was such a fucking bitch. And I will never, like, no one asked you to do anything but to have a little compassion for somebody.
Right.
And so that is a trigger for me, because I'm just like, how could you not give a shit that someone died in someone's life?
Right.
Like, it's so shitty for her to just be like, shit happens.
Right.
It's like, are you kidding me?
Right.
Like, oh.
What if people would have said that about your husband beating the shit out of you?
Exactly.
Then what? Like, oh, shit happens.
And people were so compassionate. And then, on top of that, the one person who was super compassionate to her, Shannon, who helped her get out of that horrible situation.
She's shitting like shit.
She turns around and is like, Shannon only wants to help her so that she can use it again later. It's like, it is disgusting to insinuate that someone is being nice for someone during a hard time. just to use that later. Yeah.
Oh, Shannon only likes helping when people are down. Yeah. And then when she sees you on the up, I'm like, you haven't even given Shannon a chance to support you.
Mm-hmm.
That now that you're on the up, I'm so sick of, like, Gina, get the fuck out of here. And you never
properly even, like, appreciated that. And now you're just shitting all over it. Like, right. It's so gross. Like, she has been horrifying this episode, this trip, this season. Actually, to be honest with you.
Gina's not been great. Gina is on a superiority complex because she is friends with Shannon or Heather.
Heather, yeah.
And it's really hard to watch. And it's just, like, I don't know. It's just, I'm not a Gina fan this time. And actually, after watching it back, I'm not a Gina fan.
I know.
Like, Gina's like, I keep it real, da-da-da. I'm like, no, you're a shit-stir, shit-talker. I'm better than everybody else. I do more than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have any sympathy.
Yeah, she's kind of always annoyed me, honestly. Yeah. I liked her a little bit more just because I was rooting for her when she was going through all that hard shit or whatever.
Right. But she shit on Emily. She shit on Shannon.
Yeah.
She's shitting on Noella. Her entire body is up Heather Dubrow's ass.
Yeah.
Like, you're not better than, you kiss up to the people, you're a social climber. Yeah. She's a social climber.
Yeah, but acts like she's, would never. Yeah. Like, she's so, yeah. And that was another thing I liked about her is that it's nice to have a little bit of, like, a more relatable income level, per se. Like, someone who's not, like, actually just a rich housewife. Like, on Housewives. So, it was, like, I was, like, oh, this is fun to see someone who's not loaded, like, making their way, like, maneuvering in this, like, in this world.
Yeah.
But she's just become, she's become hard to watch.
I like the rich-ass bitches.
No, I do. I do, but I think it's nice to have a mix.
I don't want to balance.
Okay.
I just
I'm about diversity and inclusion.
See, I'm, like, don't be on the show if you can't afford a luxurious lifestyle. I don't know. I have that. Like, I'm like, I watch this to see.
For example, would you want Erica Jane to go?
Maybe.
Really? But she brings so much drama.
Well, she was rich. She's not poor yet.
She's full on broke. Like, like you and me broke.
It's a bad place to be.
No,
honey.
It's not good. So,
did you see their house went into foreclosure?
Didn't.
Nobody would buy it.
Y'all, I can't wait for Beverly Hills. Serve me Beverly Hills all season.
The trailer's
all
out.
All year, I mean.
There is Lisa Rinna being demonic.
Stays messy.
There's Kathy and Kyle
fighting. What was that weird thing about Kathy and
Kyle?
No, what's that?
Crystal.
Crystal never being friends.
Yeah. And that producer's played into it.
Why?
I think they just like to be that. Oh, this person brought this person onto the show.
It's like, I don't care how they came.
I don't
just
care either.
Serve me rich people. Yeah. Like, right. It's fine.
And Crystal's fucking rich.
Rich, honey. Rich. As Lisa Rinna would say.
And
rich, honey.
Rob is like 30 years older than her.
Not 30.
No, swear to God.
Look it up. Okay. In the meantime, while she's looking that up.
How much older is Rob Minkoff than Crystal Minkoff? Rob is 58 and Crystal's 35.
That's 20 years.
No. It's 23.
Okay, well, it's not 30.
Well, it's a lot.
Well, 23 and 30 are significant differences.
They have a 20-year age gap.
20-year age gap.
Whatever.
That's a decade difference.
True.
Okay, anyway.
But he doesn't look like he's that old.
That's why I was like, I don't think 30. That's the only reason why I was arguing with you about that.
But Tom looks like he's 80 years older than Erica. Why would you even want to be with him? His nuts are probably wrinkled all the way down to his ankles.
Because he's rich, honey.
And he's not rich, honey.
I know. She latched onto the wrong person. Anyways, okay so that's it for what we have this week. I think maybe we should talk about the ultimatum.
That's not out yet.
It is. It's on Netflix. Yeah. So next week we'll bring in another Netflix series, The Ultimatum.
That's all.
Which is the Love is Blind kind of like spin-off experiment.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're doing the same thing as Love is Blind. So they did the main season, then they're doing the finale this week.
Have you watched it?
No, I haven't watched it.
I might have to go home and watch that.
I wanted to tell you about it, but I didn't want to put any more on our plate for this week.
I know, this week I've been busy.
Anyway, okay, so we'll do that for next week, and then we'll have these three same shows. And maybe Miami.
Maybe. We'll see. That's kind of asking a lot.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Anyway, thanks for joining. Like and subscribe. Share the pod.
Recommend to your friends.
Recommend.
Tag us. Tag us everywhere to Andy Cohen.
Tag, like, subscribe. Repost, retweet, etc. On Twitter, we are @doseofreality_DOS of reality. And on the gram, we are @doseofreality, dose.of.reality. So,
right. Bye, bitches. Thanks, guys.